Now let's talk about Abraham Lincoln. Y'all be seated. Come on, let's talk about Abraham Lincoln. You might say, why'd you pick Abraham Lincoln? I picked him on purpose for Father's Day. Okay, let's check him out. Let's see what we can learn. You learn a lot from this man, but I'm really honing in on what he thought about God. What do you think about his sovereign will? What do you think about the word providence? Big old fancy word, providence. Let's check it out. Abraham Lincoln, there he is. That's the man, Abraham Lincoln. His perspective on what? Providence is our word today. Looking at providence, the divine will of God, God's hand that moves in situations. How many have seen God's hand move in your life? And you couldn't believe it. You can't explain it, can you? But he did. He's done things in my life and he's helped me in my life. How many of you can't, but you would have been somewhere totally different if it had been up to you, but God moved in a certain way in your life. It's called providence. How does he do this? Providence. He was born in 1809 to 1865. His life was taken. Many of us know that if you know the history of your presidents. He was a great man. He was a great leader, Abraham Lincoln. Say it with me. He was a what? He's a great husband. And he was a great father. So he's a great person for us to look at today on Father's Day. But we want to see the Lord. Can we see the Lord in his life? Are we a Christian nation? People say we're not a Christian nation. You're just looking through eyes of right now. You're seeing all the crap and some of the mess going on. Oh, we're not a Christian nation. Well, we're talking about our founding, who we are, why we've existed for 250 years. Why are we free? Why did the gospel come to the United States and now the gospel's gone around the world? And I personally believe we're living in the last days. That's my opinion. That's my strong opinion. What does that mean? Much of what you see in the book of Revelation, I think we're seeing some of that come to pass in our lifetime. And I tell you, America's played a key role in events that shape the things that God wants to do in this world. And we're a part of that. I love this country for that. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of America. Under his courageous leadership, America survived the what? Civil War. And remained, because of his leadership, we remain the what? The United States. You wonder, can we make it through the stuff we're going through? We made it through the Civil War, guys. Amen? And we can make it through this. A man of the highest, say it with me, what? We need that in Washington again. Say that out loud. We need that what? We need that in Washington again, in Congress and throughout. We need that. People of high moral character. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was nicknamed what? I don't think any of them I've heard that nickname out of none of them lately. I'm not saying they aren't. There's several of them that I really strongly admire in leadership. Abraham Lincoln never lost touch with the who? The common man. I love that. He was raised in a log cabin. Poor as dirt. Abraham Lincoln. It just goes to show you can become anything in this country. Amen. How many of you are just amazed at what you've become? Can I see your hand? You guys can't believe it, how God's helped me in my life. It's crazy. Raised in a log cabin, he worked at clearing land. I don't like doing that. Well, Abraham Lincoln didn't mind it. Splitting rails. He taught himself what? What? Say it again. He taught himself what? Taught himself. That's great. He gained a respected reputation, by the way, as a lawyer. We could use that again too, couldn't we? He became the 8th Circuit Judge in Illinois. He was elected to the Illinois State Legislature. He couldn't be elected now in Illinois. I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings. Elected to this Illinois State Legislature, the United States Congress, and after becoming a national figure, say it with me, through his what? A debate that he had against Stephen Douglas, pro-slavery bill, he was nominated as the who? Say that out loud. He was nominated as the what? Republican candidate. Yeah, the Republicans were the ones that were against slavery. Y'all hear that or not? Say. That's forgotten. Nobody ever says that. But it's a fact. It's history. Okay? Only 1 week after he was inaugurated as president, 1 week, the southern states formed the Confederacy. And within a month, the Civil War began. Can you imagine 1 week into office? With the Confederate Army, they fired on Fort Sumter on April 12, 1861. The Civil War ended 4 years later on April 9, 1865, with the surrender of General Robert E. Lee to General Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox, Virginia. Say this out loud with me. Are y'all with me so far? Have I put you to sleep? By the conclusion of the war, said out loud, please, over 500,000 men died. Say it with me. Which is more than the combined casualties of all other wars that America has fought to this date. Can you imagine such a thing? And it was brother against brother, or cousin against cousin. It was American against two Americans. And so it's the greatest war, greatest casualty ever our country has ever faced. 5 days later, after this war was over, on April 14, 1865, after freeing millions of slaves, Abraham Lincoln was trying to chill out a little bit. And he went to the theater, Ford's Theater, and he was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth. Wow, what a life. Y'all hear me or not? Say. I just want to give you a little picture of who he was and his presidency and just a little bit. But I want to dig deeper now. I want to get into the Word a little bit. Are y'all ready or not? Are we a Christian nation? Was Abraham Lincoln a Christian? Was God a part of his life? You don't believe in God, do you? We just say that today. Or people will say that. You're a nut, man. You believe in God. You're crazy. You believe in Santa Claus. I read something yesterday. Compared Jesus to Santa Claus. I went to Dunkin' Donuts this morning, very early, go through the drive-thru, and I often hear over the loudspeaker, "Hey, Pastor!" Somebody from back in the kitchen hollering, but I can hear him on a microphone. I get up to the window this morning, and the lady said to me, "I work on Sundays, but I listen to your service every week." And she said this. Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. She said, "I got saved because of your ministry." Amen. She believed in God. She's got saved. And she says, I have to work on Sundays. And she said, "But I listen and I'm just so grateful." She said, "Are you still preaching?" She asked me that. I said, "I am." And she said, "Don't ever quit." And she said, "You've changed my life." You know, God is real, but he's got a real fight going on out there, obviously. Amen. But did Abraham Lincoln believe in God? How did we make it in this country through the Civil War? And how did slavery end? And how did all that happen? Was it just some clever politician, or was God behind all of it? Let's check it out. Would you help us today, Abraham Lincoln? Help us learn a little bit. When an address he made on April 24th, 1865, Speaker of the House Schuyler Colfax stated this. The Speaker said this, "Nor should I forget to mention here the last act of Congress ever signed by Abraham Lincoln." Say it with me. The last thing act he signed, say it with me, was one requiring the motto, what? In which he sincerely believed, what is it? "In God we trust." He wanted it. Abraham Lincoln wanted it inscribed upon our national what? Coins. So you might wonder. Now, we've talked about that in this little series a few times. And later it was Eisenhower and it became our national motto and all that. But it's Abraham Lincoln that really put it into practice and put it on our coins. Okay? You need to know that. Are we a Christian nation? Keep looking. Just push me, buddy. See what we can find. What did he believe about providence? Providence. Providence. What did he believe about God's divine guidance or care? What did he believe about the power of God sustaining and guiding human destiny? That's what that word providence means. What did he believe about providence? He answered a question of this fellow, Chittenden, Register of the Treasury. Lincoln expounded about providence. Hang in here with me. That the Almighty, that's Almighty God, does make use of human agencies. And he what? God what? Directly intervenes in what? Human affairs is one of the plainest statements of the what? Of the Bible. Of course I believe in providence. Of course I believe in God intervening in our life, Abraham Lincoln says. I've had so many evidences of his direction. Keep looking. So many instances when I have been controlled by some other what? Power than my what? My own will. That I can't doubt that this power comes from where? This is our president, Abraham Lincoln. This is what he believed. I frequently see my way clear, him speaking. Hardest time ever our country's ever faced. The Civil War going on. Just a week into his presidency, it lasted his entire presidency. 5 days later, he's shot in the head. Okay? He did so much in that time. He said, I frequently see my way clear to a decision when I have no sufficient facts upon which to found it. But I cannot recall one instance in which I have followed my own judgment, founded upon such a decision where the results were unsatisfactory. Whereas in almost every instance where I've yielded to the views of others, I have had occasion to what? He said, I trust God. When I trust other folks, that's when I get in trouble. Amen. Abraham Lincoln. I'm satisfied that when the Almighty wants me to do or not to do a particular thing, he finds a way of what? Letting me know it. I'm confident it is his design to restore the Union. He will do it in his own good time. He was committed to it. He saw it through. He's the reason that we have the country we have today. Totally different country because of this man, listening to the Lord. 1862, he declared, I hope it will not be irreverent for me to say that if it is probable that God would reveal his will to others on a point so connected with my duty or my job, it might be supposed that he would reveal it directly to me. Did you catch that? For unless I'm more deceived in myself than I often am, it is my earnest desire to know the will of what? Providence in this matter. And if I can learn what it is, say it with me, I'll what? He wanted to do the will of God, Abraham Lincoln. Great man, great leader. 1862, he confided with Elizabeth Gurney and three other Quakers, Christians. If I had had my way, this war would never have been commenced. If I'd have been allowed my way, this war would have ended before this. But we find this war continues. And we must believe that he, God, say it with me, permits it for some wise purpose of his own. Mysterious and unknown to us. And though with our limited understanding we may not be able to comprehend it, yet we cannot but believe that he who made the world does what? Governs it. This was Abraham Lincoln. We are indeed going through a great trial, a fiery trial, in this very responsible position in which I happen to be placed, being a what? Humble instrument, keep reading, in what? The hands of our who? Heavenly Father, as I am, and as we all are, to work out his what? This is what he believed about providence. I have desired that all my works and acts may be according to whose will? And that it might be so, I have sought his what? Providence. Are y'all hearing me or not today? Okay? I don't know if this is your thing or not. It's my thing. I love this. 1862, he wrote to J.A. Reed, President Lincoln, people lie to you through their teeth about our country. We're not a Christian nation. We're a Christian nation. Are we a perfect nation? No. Do we have perfect presence? No. But God has his hand on his country, and he still has his hand on his country. Can we thank him for that? Amen. Come on. I hold myself in my present position and with the authority vested in me as an instrument of providence. I have my own views and purposes. I have my convictions of duty and my notions of what is right to be done. But I am conscious, this is President Lincoln, every moment that all I am and all I have is subject to the control of what? And don't be confused. He's talking about Jesus Christ, Almighty God. And that power can use me or not use me in any manner. And at any time, as in his wisdom and might, may be pleasing to him. This is what he thought about providence. Would you say some scripture with me? I'm about out of breath doing this. Say these scriptures with me. Providence. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, God speaking, and my thoughts are higher than your what? Than your thoughts. How about this one? Proverbs 21:1, say it with me. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the river of water. And he what? He turns it whithersoever he will. This is what Abraham Lincoln believed about providence. He believed that he was God's man for this time and this nation. And God used him to end slavery, to lead us through the worst war that our country will ever see. Near the end of December 1862, he spoke with Byron Sunderland, pastor of First Presbyterian Church. That's where Lincoln attended church. The ways of God are mysterious and profound beyond all comprehension. Who by searching can find him out? God only knows the issue of this business. He has destroyed nations from the map of history for their what? For their sins. Nevertheless, my hopes prevail generally above my fears for our republic. The times are dark. The spirits of ruin are abroad in all their power. And the mercy of God, say it with me, alone can save us. This is President Lincoln talking to his pastor. Just weeks before Gettysburg, Lincoln replied, if the country would survive. I do not doubt that our country will finally come through safe and undivided. But don't misunderstand me. Say this out loud. I do not rely on the patriotism of the people. Keep going. Or the bravery and devotion of the boys in blue. Or the loyalty and skill of our generals. Boy, that's a lot. And that's my hope for President Trump. We need the Lord. Say that out loud. We need who? We need the Lord. We need the Lord to help us fight our battles. We need the Lord in this country. Amen. Come on. 1863, to the Presbyterians at Baltimore. For people that said he didn't go to church, our president. Oh, are you kidding me? I've often wished that I was a more devout man than I am, Abraham Lincoln says. Nevertheless, amid the greatest difficulties of my administration, when I could not see any other resort, I would place my whole what? Reliance in God, knowing that all would go well and that he would do what? He would decide for the right. He believed God, he loved God, he trusted God. Speaking to a minister, he wrote this. If it were not for my firm belief in an overruling providence, it would be difficult for me in the midst of such complications of affairs to keep my reason on its seat. But I am confident that the Almighty has plans and will work them out. And whether we see it or not, the outcome will be what? The best for us. This is what he believed about providence. Abraham Lincoln. His second inaugural address, 45 days before his assassination, he reflected on the war between the North and the South. Neither party expected for the war the magnitude or the duration which it has already attained. Both read the same Bible, both sides that are fighting. Both pray to the what? Same God. See, we're a Christian nation. Each invokes his aid to the other. Did he say both read the Quran? Back that up. Did he say both read to what? He didn't. I'm not trying to be ugly, but we're a Christian nation. Do y'all hear me or not? Doesn't mean we don't have other religions. They have their freedom. I get that. But don't take away our history. Y'all hear me? It may seem strange that any man should dare ask a just God's assistance in wringing their bread from the sweat from the other man's face. But let us judge not that we be not judged. The prayers of both could not be answered. That of neither has been answered fully. The Almighty has His own what? Listen to this scripture. Woe, Matthew 18:7. Woe unto the world because of what? Offenses. For it must need be that offenses come. But say that last part with me. But woe to that man by whom the offense comes. I found this quote. I'd like to keep reading it. If we shall suppose that American slavery is one of those offenses which, in the providence of God, must needs come, but which, having continued through His appointed time, He now wills to what? Remove. And that He gives to both North and South this terrible war as the what? As the what? As the woe. Do those by whom what? The offense of slavery came. Shall we discern therein any departure from those divine attributes which the believers and a living God always ascribe to Him? Fondly, do we hope fervently, do we pray that this almighty scourge of war may speedily pass away? Yet, if God will that it continue until all the wealth piled up by the bondsmen, say that with me, that next line. 200 and what? Of what? Now, what does that mean? He was saying this around 1865. 250 years earlier would have been around 1600. Okay? That's when colonies came. That's when a lot of the slave traffic started coming into this country. And that's why he quoted Matthew 18:7 about offenses. And woe to those who the offense comes. And he believed, I firmly think that Abraham Lincoln believed that the providence of God was the Civil War. It was a scourge on this country for what they had done. Y'all hear me or not? And we might lose everything, he said, because of it. And until every drop of blood drawn with the lash shall be paid by another, drawn with the sword. And was said 3,000 years ago, so it still must be. The judgments, say it with me, Psalm 19:9. The judgments of the Lord are what? And what? I mean, he saw this civil war and it was horrible. But Abraham Lincoln believed it was in the providence of Almighty God because of what had happened in our country. Y'all hearing that today or not? Am I clear? I'm about out of breath. Abraham Lincoln. Did he believe in prayer? Say that verse with me out loud, please. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you be healed. I love this part. The effectual, fervent prayer of a who? Righteous man avails much. What did you think about prayer? I love this scripture. That's why they're up there. Say this one with me. Evening and morning and at noon will I and cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. I love that scripture. What do you think about prayer? I've been driven many times upon my knees, Lincoln speaking, by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to what? My own wisdom and that of all about me seemed insufficient for the day. I love that. The Union Army was defeated July 1861, the Battle of Bull Run. Lincoln declared the fourth Thursday in September the 26th as a national day of what? Prayer and fasting. But we're not a Christian nation. Of course we are. It is fit and becoming in all people at all times to acknowledge and revere the supreme government of who? God. to bow in his in humble submission to his chastisement, to confess and deplore their sins and transgressions in the full conviction that the fear of the Lord is the what? Beginning of wisdom. And to pray with all fervency and contrition for pardon of their past offenses and for a blessing upon their present and prospective action. Keep looking. And whereas when our own beloved country, once by the blessings of God united, prosperous and happy, is now afflicted with faction and civil war, it is peculiarly fit for us to recognize the hand of God in this terrible visitation. And in sorrowful remembrance of our own faults and crimes as a nation and as individuals. Say it with me. To do what? To humble ourselves before him. And to what? Pray for his mercy, that the inestimable boon of civil and religious liberty earned under the guidance and blessing and labors and sufferings of our fathers may be what? Restored. Abraham Lincoln in prayer. Wow, that's a long message, ain't it? I'm killing y'all, ain't I? How many can still take it? You're about to die. A lot of you up here are seeing my back the whole time. I'm sorry. He appointed a national fast day, whereas the Senate of the United States, devoutly recognizing the supreme authority and just government of Almighty God in all the affairs of men and of nations, has by a resolution requested the President to designate and set apart a day for national prayer and what? Humiliation. And whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to what? Mercy and pardon. Did he believe in prayer? And to recognize the sublime truth announced in the what? Are we a Christian nation or not? Of course we are. And proven by all history. And I didn't write these scriptures, they did. Psalm 33:12. Say it with me. Blessed is the who? Nation whose God is the Lord. Adams also quoted that. We've been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We've been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We've grown in numbers and wealth and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we've forgotten God. We've forgotten the gracious hand which he preserved us in peace. And multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We vainly imagined in our deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Boy, was he strong or what? Intoxicated with unbroken success, we become too what? Self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that what? Did he believe in creation? It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. Now, therefore, in compliance with the request and fully concurring in the view of the Senate, I do by this my proclamation designate and set apart Thursday, the 30th day of April, 1863, as a day of national humiliation, fasting, and what? I've got more, guys. It's just a lot. It's a truckload. That's what it is. What about this one? Oh, he initiated the annual National Day of Thanksgiving. No human counsel has devised or hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of who? The Most High God. Who, while dealing with us in what? For our what? Hath nevertheless remembered what? Mercy. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and those who are sojourning in foreign lands to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of what? Thanksgiving. And what? Pray. I thought we just got together and watched football. No, you're a Christian nation. I love football. Thank God for football. Amen. Say. But thank God, man. Thank God. As a day of thanksgiving and what? Praise to our beneficent Father who dwells in the heavens. It is announced in the Holy Scriptures, look at that, and proven by all history, that those nations are blessed whose God is the who. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully what? and with what? A nation. Now, say that again. And with what? One heart and what? One voice by the who? Whole American people. They'd call him a bigot. Now, you can't talk like that. You can't say that. It's because we were a Christian nation. As General Lee led his army of 76,000 men into Pennsylvania, panic took hold of Washington. In the midst, President Lincoln remained strangely confident. He later related to a general wounded at Gettysburg the following. When everyone seemed panic-stricken, I went to my room. I got down on my knees before Almighty God and I prayed. Soon after, comfort crept into my soul that God Almighty had taken the whole business into His own hands. That's what he believed about Providence. Let's thank the Lord. Amen. Woo! Wow! That wore the old man out today. Let's go ahead and stand on up. I know you feel like you're in a history class. I won't do this forever. That's rough. That's rough on me. Man. How many learned something today? Just a little bit. Yes or no? How many now know why I say thank God we live in America at Fellowship Church? Amen. Occasionally I get criticized for it. Why? Why would I not thank God that I live in America? Oh, boy. You're trying to kill me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is great. Hang on. What did Abraham Lincoln believe about church? Are you ready? Hang on. And I say unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What did Abraham Lincoln believe about the church? He was quoted. This is right in his writings. Whenever any church will inscribe over its altar as a qualification for membership, the Savior's statement of substance of the law and gospel. Say it with me. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Say it with me. That church I will join with all my heart. Amen. And now watch what Roger's done. What did he say? He said, I want a church to go to that loves Jesus and loves people. He said it, man. When a church loves Jesus and a church loves people, that's what I want to be a part of. And that's who we are. We're not better than other people. But I'm telling you what, I want to be on the side Abraham Lincoln's on because he's on the side of God. Amen? Good stuff. And that's, by the way, that's what that shirt looks like. Yeah. You'll have to get your own hat, but we have them out there. Amen.